I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Chris was wrong about that one. The Farr household has three birds, so you have the much larger bird collection. Are we talking like 15-pound birds each?
I think my brother's doing the 15. The
okay,
one I'm
big.
Deep frying is like 9.
Okay,
so it's not so big.
Appetizer bird.
Yeah, you know that's the thing. You know what makes me sweat more than anything? I've played in front of thousands on TV, millions watching, carving a turkey in front of like the family.
Oh, is there a whole ceremony? Or do you just
do it in the kitchen? I turn into the young brother. I turn into the little brother. I don't want it. I don't want to do it.
Do you have like a really perfect knife? Or do you have electric? Like,
okay.
take me through the whole process.
See, now the whole thing is you're supposed to do the whole chef thing and sharpen it right in front. Yeah. But we always have the electric knife on standby. So if you got to go to the electric knife, that's a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to use the electric knife, huh?
Yeah, it's like the rails in bowling.
Exactly.
We're not using the gutters.
Yes.
We're not breaking out
training
the electric
wheels.
Knife. Because I'm terrible at what I do for a living, I completely forgot. Emily, who is working remotely this week because she's back with her family in Virginia for Thanksgiving, she has an on-the-air Ask DeMarco that I forgot to do. So, Emily, my apologies, but you know how I work. I forget things 1 second after you tell me them. But Ask DeMarco, his Ask DeMarco.
Hashtag Ask DeMarco. So do you dress nicely for Thanksgiving, or do you wear sweatpants so you have room to grow?
Great question.
And do you, after you're finished eating, do you say, I can use something with some sugar?
Yes and yes, absolutely. Sweatpants, no doubt. My brother has a thing where he eats Thanksgiving dinner in his boxers, and it's acceptable. He's going beyond the sweatpants.
Like shorts. He's wearing his shorts.
Boxers. He's going beyond the sweatpants. He's going to eat and fall asleep wherever he's sitting. That's his thing, and I'm right there with him, but I wear the sweatpants.
I'm going to regret this follow-up question.
With a button.
Thank you. Okay.
With a button.
Thank you. Okay, we're good. Thank you for answering me having to ask.
If he starts to lean, a well-placed pillow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of blanket apparatus or pillows.
But that
button will do the
That's his thing. It's all casual. Absolutely.
Definitely do
and
the
yes,
trick.
The sugar thing. Yes.
See, don't get me wrong. There's going to be pies at the Rogers family Thanksgiving, and I will have some pie. I like pie. But I could also not do pie. Like if you said to me the meal is basically completed, dishes are done, and it's dessert time. If you said, "Hey, I got a hot turkey sandwich over here with some gravy and stuffing, or a slice of cherry pie or apple pie or whatever you got going," I think I'll take that sandwich instead.
But I'm full up. I want the sweet potato pie. That's part of it. I'm lusting after it. I gotta have it. Yeah, but I'm with you on that, but I got to have the sugar after.
A little bit.
It's part of the plan.
What are we drinking on Thanksgiving, DeMarco? We haven't even gotten into that. Are we doing wine? Are we doing beer? We're not going to waste any calories in room?
No beer.
Yeah, beer will fill you up.
Yeah, big time.
You going to have a cocktail?
Definitely cocktails,
okay.
Especially at my brother's house. Yes, we will have scotch, lots of it. He's a golf nut.
I think maybe there might be like some Farr blood in Travis Rogers at some point. I feel like I need to come over there at one point or another. Let's talk to some of these Laker calls right here. Lakers obviously have another rough night in New York last night. It just does not look like they're getting any better. Doesn't mean that they can't. It does mean that they haven't. And there's some meaning in that right there. Let's start in Los Angeles with Nate. Nate, you're on with Trav and DeMarco. What's going on, Nate?
What's up, guys? Man, I think the Lakers are going to be just fine. You remember having a substitute teacher? The kids act up a little bit. Frank Vogel's not really the head teacher, right? LeBron's the teacher, right? The substitute's in right now. The kids are acting up a little bit. Westbrook can't win a championship on his own. Neither can AD. They can't do it together. They never have before. And yeah, I mean, you guys alluded to it before. We do have to just sit and wait for LeBron. You know, he's not OLD, and I don't think he really has the numbers to say that he's that he's slowing down. You know, I think we got to wait for him to come back, and we're going to be just fine. Plus, this is what Russell happens to him every year. He's a third quarter guy. He's a third half of the season guy. You know, and I think we just got to wait it out, and we're going to be just fine. Get in the playoffs, and we're going to make some noise.
All right, thanks, Nate. So let me start here. If the plan is LeBron is going to fix everything, I have not heard a worse plan. I'm not saying he can't do it. Let me be crystal clear. If anyone is capable of doing that, it's LeBron James. I'm not going to be the guy to say he's done, he's old, he's gassed, he's shot. None of those. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the worst possible ask of LeBron James at this point in his career is, hey, you need to do everything every night.
Right.
And I'm not saying that he's got to go score 35 a night. I think everybody understands that if nothing can happen without him, what are we asking? What do you have if you have to have him to just beat the Knicks, the Timberwolves, these teams, the Oklahoma City? These are not the Bucks and the Suns and the Warriors. These are not good teams. You need LeBron James to beat those guys to get you back to pay attention to the teacher because the sub is in charge right now. That's asking a lot. It does not seem like a good plan.
You're asking like a four-time Cy Young winner to, hey, look, not only do we need complete games, we need complete game shutouts.
Yeah.
For like 20 starts in a row. You know what I mean? I wouldn't consider LeBron the teacher. I think he's more the A student. Frank Vogel is that's your teacher. He's got to get his arms around this. LeBron is going to help you on the floor, but everything else, that goes through Vogel.
Well, I think Stephen A. was on his show this morning, and he kind of said, hey, look, we're getting close to that point where everybody's looking. I thought you were the defensive guy. I thought you were the guy that, to your point, is in charge of this whole thing. And he is. He's the head coach of the team. And I thought that last year he was dealt a hand that was impossible to play. You can't have those guys miss that amount of time after what they went through in the bubble, having the short offseason, everything else. Nobody's navigating that. You see, everybody that played deep the year before was out early, Lakers among them. In his first year with the Lakers and LeBron and AD, he did about as good as you could ask. So I'm not saying that he doesn't know how to do it. I'm saying that we need to get started on that or some whole very uncomfortable questions get brought up.
No doubt. You asked me about the football. That's one thing I would point to. When you're hired as an offensive guru and you're not scoring points, fired. You're hired as a defensive guru and you're getting scored on constantly, fired. Well, I mean, this is basketball. It's a little bit different. You have time to come out of this. But right now it puts Frank Vogel on Front Street, no doubt.
And it's going to get louder and louder. Next one on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, Fountain Valley and Rick. Rick, you're on with Travis and DeMarco. What's up, Rick?
Well, I was just wondering. I've been thinking about the Lakers and their aggressiveness of play. And I'm just wondering, due to the multiple injuries they suffered last year and how it affected their playoffs, I keep wondering if they turn down the volume on aggressiveness intentionally, especially with the stars, so that they are going to be ready for the playoffs. But, I the problem is finding the balance with aggressiveness so you don't have the injuries, but you still manage to win games. And, I'm kind of reflecting on the bubble. If you remember right before they went into the playoffs when they're in the bubble, they lost 9 out of 10 games, and I really think they turned down the volume of aggressiveness then. Because they had already won, they already had wrapped up first place, mm-hmm. and they knew they had home court advantage, which really didn't make much difference, but still. And so I'm wondering if that is a factor in this and finding the balance. The other thing I wonder about is, they lost Jason Kidd as a coach, as their backup coach. And I'm wondering if that's affected, some of their play and their decision-making regarding their defense and also their offense. I mean, I agree with what you said about their offense. Their offense looks stagnant. Nobody's moving. So I'm just wondering what your thoughts about that are.
Yeah, well, so let's start here, Rick, and thank you for the call. Appreciate it. DeMarco, I would be okay with the idea of, hey, listen, they're hanging back a little bit. They're getting ready to play in the playoffs. They're getting ready to go win another championship. And whether you beat Minnesota in November really doesn't matter. Right, we need to be at our best starting in April, and as long as that's taking place, we're good. We can go on the road; it doesn't matter. Fine, okay, I'm listening to it. The problem is, and he brought up the bubble season a couple of years ago, where they lost a bunch of games right before the playoffs started, and he's right. But the difference is we had seen that Laker team play really well throughout the regular season.
I remember that.
You knew where it was. And this is how we go. This piece goes with that piece. This plays really well together. We run this set.
We're not going to show you anything else.
We've got it. We know. It's right here in our back pocket. I know where to go find it.
Right.
This team doesn't have anything in their back pocket right now. We haven't seen it. This is a new team with new players. So to just think that, hey, we're just going to wait and throw the switch, fine. That's a really dangerous game to play because I haven't seen anything that leads you to believe they even know where the switch is. True. I haven't seen it.
Well, I'll say this. If they ever do get it right with these pieces, they're going to be dominant. It's just taken longer than I thought for this team to gel. I still think there's an alpha male thing going on. Like, who is the guy here, especially when LeBron's been out?
Is it? I mean, is there any question? It's LeBron, right? LeBron's the alpha in the whole league.
When he's been out, that's the thing. Like, who's the best option to help us win? I still think that's being bandied about, and I think that's what you're seeing.
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Take me through this. You know, I think for those of us that have not been professional athletes, you think of the coach, the head coach, is in charge of the whole show, right? That you think of Sean McVay. He's in charge. Well, yeah, Sean McVay's got 14 assistant coaches. Frank Vogel's got a handful of assistant coaches. Jason Kidd was on the staff. He's gone. He's in Dallas right now. Does it make a big difference when you lose a top assistant like that?
I was going to look down the list for another reason. Like, if you do wind up gassing Frank Vogel, who's your next option on the roster? Who would be your head coach if not him?
Yeah, it's a good question.
That's what I don't know. I'm trying to find that out now. But yeah, I mean, it does help. I mean, losing Jason Kidd is going to hurt you, period. That's a lot of basketball.
Do they have a lot of impact, though, the assistant coaches, or does everything run through the head guy?
Oh, everything. Yes, I think your assistant coaches are very important. Look at Sean McVay and the guys that he's had working with him, and now there are other places, either head coaches or coordinators. That's a lot of knowledge. That's a lot of stuff you don't have to do as a head coach because those other guys are doing their jobs. So, yeah, that's a big time loss. If he's your conduit to the players, if he's better at talking to the players, talking players' language than you are, and you don't have that, that's a big loss, big miss.
Let's try one more here. Let's go to Studio City and Robin on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What's going on, Robin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I don't know if you remember, I talked to you from the top of a mountain in Sonoma a couple months ago.
Oh, sure. I do, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't remember which one of you guys, I think it was Slee, who I know is not here today, asked for no.
No, that was me.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Glad to send it if I have a place to send it to.
Taylor, make sure that really you get nice. This man's address.
On top of a mountain right now.
So today, I'm up on Fryman Canyon. In my southern house in Studio City.
Okay.
And a couple weeks ago, I was in Ireland for a couple weeks, still was able to listen to you guys.
Wow.
Awesome.
Okay. So two things. Lakers defense is so messed up. I mean, even from the beginning, I think it was their third game with San Antonio, they let get over like 100 points. I think it was 107. I think they need to play Dwight Howard and DeAndre Jordan more. Because in their short, like 10 or 11 minutes, the court points get rebounds, block shots.
Well, the connection's a little scrappy here, Robin. I appreciate you calling in. Sorry that we're having a little trouble hearing you along the way. We can talk different rotations, more Dwight, less Dwight, more DJ, less DJ, more this, more that. Fact of the matter is, they are 28th in points allowed this season.
Right.
There is no combination that works better than another. You look at the individuals and their ratings, they're not particularly good. They're just not a good defensive team. It's not that with these five guys, we play pretty well. It's when we go away from those five guys. It's not. It's across the board. They just have not played good defense all season long.
Can I ask one question about that last caller? I don't know him. Is he 600 pounds or is he running?
He's hiking.
Oh, he's hiking right now.
He's on a hike right now.
Okay, I'm like, yeah. Dude, you can't be nice. You need to help him, man.
No,
oh my God.
He calls us when he's on his hikes.
I got it.
He
okay.
listens as he's doing his hikes. He was in the mountains in Sonoma, and I said, well, since you're up there, let's pick up a couple bottles of wine and see what you got going on over
there.
Wow.
I was like, you know, help this dude, man. You know what I mean? Wow.
All right, USC still needs a new football coach, and at least one big name that was kind of on the board isn't there next. All right, we'll do that next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I wasn't the only one that was more than a little impressed with your start to Thanksgiving. We don't say grace. We say go in
yeah.
my house. John Castro, DeMarco is dangerous. His we don't say grace, we say go. Had me laughing. I almost ran a stop sign. This is from John of Fullerton. We don't say grace, we say go. Needs to be turned into a sign for people's houses. Gold.
You dang right.
You might have a business there. You could carve it into wood or maybe one of those paintings or
yeah.
whatever it is. You might not be onto something.
And there. We don't like, you know, have the targeting rule. We're going in with a headbutt. Oh, yeah, yeah. Get there first. Yes, sir.
I picture everybody lined up around the table, and then there's go, and then there's just this flurry of activity, and then the next thing that happens is just there's just a bunch of empty plates spinning in the middle of the table.
Pretty much. That's it.
I like
That's
it.
That's how we go.
I like it. I'm excited for Thanksgiving. Is it at the top of the list for you as holidays go?
Yeah, you know, Christmas is always number one, but sure. Thanksgiving, it's to me, it's the best sports day of the year. I love
okay.
it. Yeah, I do love it. Football, food, what can be better? And family, what could be better?
Well, see, that's why all of that is true,
yeah.
but the reason I prefer Thanksgiving to Christmas is and this is going to make me sound like Scrooge.
Yeah.
I don't mean, you don't have the obligation of all the gifts, right? It's just food, family, and football.
Yeah.
Right? That you get together. You don't have to, oh, I didn't get something for Aunt Becky or I didn't get something for Uncle Nick. It's right. like, oh, geez, you know, okay, do I really have to go get that Starbucks gift card to make this thing better?
Exactly.
It's just, yep. let's just eat that pie and get busy.
Eat, find a spot to lay down, watch TV, watch the Lions get beat again.
Oh, my God. What? Okay, you've played in the NFL for a long time.
I feel bad. I got friends that are working there now, and I'm sure they're going to turn it around. It's just going to take a little bit longer than they thought.
How many years do you play in the league?
8 if you count the 49ers.
Okay, 8 yeah. years in the NFL. Absolutely, we're counting the 49ers.
I don't.
well, tough yeah. luck. I'm counting it. Do you know the dirty little secret as to why we get subjected to the Lions every Thanksgiving? Is there a reason, or is it just tradition? Because
I've asked this before.
We need to move that out.
Okay, no one really wants to play on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So take the Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys get the Cowboys are the you
okay.
know.
Now Jerry jumps on it because everyone's watching. That's forward thinking.
Okay,
all eyes are on us. He's America's team. You play on Thanksgiving. I get that. But as far as everyone else, no one else wants to play on Thanksgiving. So you get Detroit.
I've never seen Sliwa get like genuinely upset about anything other than he's subjected to the Lions every Thanksgiving. He hates it.
That's it.
It's like in his DNA. He can't stand it.
It's, you know, it's just fun. It's football. It's on TV. You just know you get the Lions. That's the downside.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Pet protection comes free with auto collision coverage. Visit progressive.com. So James Franklin, big extension in Penn State. He's going to be there for at least a while.
2031?
Yeah, 10-year extension, but you know how those are, right? There's a buyout. They can fire him whenever they want.
Penn State. Look at the Raiders.
Right.
10-year deals for coaches.
Doesn't seem like a great idea.
Well, you get kind of stuck with it. Yeah.
Well, it can get stale. And somebody else can come along. Or somebody, you know, you may decide that you found somebody that you like better. Put that aside for a sec. Franklin was on the list of potential USC replacements. It's him. It's Luke Fickell. It's Dave Aranda at Baylor. There's a handful of other guys that are out there as well. Lane Kiffin's name keeps getting knocked around. That seems almost impossible. But
Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, that's been brought up before. Lane Kiffin.
That should work.
He's open for every job that comes available.
But shouldn't that work? He is like the perfect guy.
They tried it. They fired him on the air in the tarmac at Santa Monica Airport.
I'm shocked that didn't work, and that's the one that should work. Yeah, but anyway.
Why do you feel that way? Why does that feel like such a natural fit to you?
Think about what LA is and how he is as a person and what he does. He kind of gets it. He just didn't win enough. You know what I mean? If you won, you would be there. It would be great. It should work. It's just not.
So seeing everything that we've seen with SC, and I want to say this year, but it predates that. This goes – the Clay Helton era, I get it. I get why he had to come, right? I get why he had to be the person that was placed in that position because the Lane Kiffin years were a mess, and then they brought in Sark, which was worse and embarrassing on top of that.
There's the word.
So they needed to go – they can't have a guy that's showing up having had too much to drink. They need a guy that's rock solid.
Right.
Clay Helton is a rock solid human being. He's a good guy. Not a great football coach, but we just need to get our feet back on the ground. I get it. Problem was, without Sam Darnold, they literally had nothing the entire time he was there. Sam Darnold happened to be a special player, take him to the Rose Bowl, win the Rose Bowl, exciting game, blah, blah, blah. They were bad after that, or at least mediocre. And then they got worse, and now they are where they are, where they just gave up 60-some-odd points to UCLA. What do you do from here? Do you go and try to find a guy that, like a Luke Fickell, who has coached a program like Cincinnati, knows how to build a program, has been around the UCLA, or excuse me, the Ohio State program, to where he knows what big time college football feels like and what that is? Or do you go in a totally different direction, find a young guy, put the guy out of Ohio State, Iowa State, and put one of those guys in and let this thing grow a little bit? Because it feels like you need to start from scratch at SC, that there's really nothing there other than the tradition that's working.
Probably. I think if you're going for solid, you just had solid. Solid doesn't get you anywhere, especially in this conference and with this fan base. You need something special. You need to be in the college football playoff picture every single year. When they're talking about Bama, the next team out of their mouths should be you. Mm-hmm. That's what SC fans have come to appreciate, and that's what they are. So if you're looking for solid, bad. I think you're looking for a guy that's going to be on the cutting edge of just about everything, which means you're going to step over it every now and then. And you have to accept that. Mm-hmm. I think you did with Pete Carroll. You just kind of understand what you have to do to compete. Like college basketball, different animal. If you want to compete for national championships, you kind of know what you have to do. No one says it, but you know.
Well, I've been saying this. Taylor's heard me say this. Emily's heard me say this. Slee's heard me say, how bad do you want to win?
Exactly.
That's the question, right? How badly do you want to win? And I'm not saying that you completely abandon your principles, but you are willing to make some exceptions along the way. Alabama wants to win. What does it cost? Okay, we'll do that. LSU wants to win. Ohio State wants to win. Oklahoma wants to win. Oregon.
They understand, yes.
Right? That we will do what is necessary to make sure we get the right players, that the coaches get the amount of money that they need. And I'm not talking about the head coach. Everybody pays the head coach. You need an offensive coordinator who makes a couple million bucks a year? Cool. Let's do it.
You got the money.
Do you want to win or not? And this is the part about SC that I don't know if they do anymore. They want to win.
I think you do.
But do you want to win like that?
I think you do. And here's the thing. This is me. I've grown up in the Pac-10. I grew up in the Bay Area. The shadow of Cal.
National champion of Washington.
Yes. So Pac-10, Pac-12, that's in my blood. When did SC grow a conscience? When did you guys care about what people think when about they, how you
well,
run
okay,
your
so,
program.
But here's the thing. I have an answer to that. It was when you had endless, they're not necessarily football scandals. They're university scandals. They've had a series of incredibly embarrassing incidents at SC involving doctors, involving that admission scandal. It's a whole bunch of things that are deeply embarrassing and either criminal or immoral. So I think that's kind of where they are.
So you had to go the opposite way just to kind of settle things down. Well, I mean, it kind of answers the question. I would go with Fickell coming out of that big program because you know what Ohio State is about.
Yep.
Yeah, they know how to win. They know how to play this game, not just on the field, but off it, recruiting as well. So if you want to get back in the mix, you need to get in the mix yourself with one of these type of coaches.
They need to be good, not just for them. They need to be good for the West Coast. Because who the best football team on the West Coast is this year?
Who?
San Diego State.
What?
Yes.
Is the best team on the coast in college football?
I don't even think it's close.
Let me see. Really?
I don't even think it's close because the only other team that I think you could make an argument for is Fresno State.
You got a point.
Yeah.
UCLA
is not good.
SC's good.
SC's bad. Oregon has a good record. I don't think they're a particularly good football team.
UW is UW right now.
And then you look around the rest of it, the rest of the Pac-12 is dreadful.
See,
this
that's
year.
Bad. That's bad. And that's nothing against San Diego State fans or ex-players. But no, San Diego State cannot be the best team on the coast. That's a bad year.
They're 3-0 in the Pac-12 this year.
Yeah, that's bad. Everybody needs to go if that's happening.
That's what I mean. And so if SC's good, you do get the attention of Ohio State. You do get the attention of Alabama and all these other places. But when San Diego State's the best team out here, they're getting every single – look at the quarterbacks at all these – they're all from Southern California, most of them.
Wow. See, it was an answer to all the scandals. You're right. That's the reason behind the hire, and the reason you stuck with them is because the stink of the scandals were still there. That makes sense.
All right, it's time for the Stat Hero Fantasy Preview. Stat Hero, the exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa Show. They have their lineups out, DeMarco. Here's who I'm going to go up against this week. This is the best part about Stat Hero, is that they show you their lineups as it's happening. Najee Harris, Leonard Fournette, and David Montgomery. I just have to pick three guys that are going to do better than that. I like my chances. That lineup is okay. I think I can do better. That's the difference with Stat Hero, the exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Trav and Slee Show. Stat Hero is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that gives the player the advantage, and they do that by showing you their lineups. Go to stathero.com/710ESPN for a 100% deposit match. You a daily fantasy guy?
Not really, no, but I kind of like it.
Stat Hero, put it on your phone.
Really? Okay, yeah, I'm looking at these matchups.
Yeah?
Yeah, who Fournette's got and who these guys have.
See?
Yeah.
You can. There's some opportunities there. If you don't like it, pick a different one.
Let me jump in
there. Pick a different one, and pick a different one, and pick a different one. All right. Thanksgiving edition of Fact or Cap. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, Fact or Cap coming up here in just a little bit, but back to the Twitter feed, the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed real quickly.
Yeah.
This is from Randy Frenchman. And he says, stop talking sports and get back to the Fars consuming Thanksgiving in various states of undress.
Dang right.
Hashtag Ask DeMarco.
Dang right. Is Come on over.
Did you say it was your uncle or your brother?
My brother.
Your brother.
My oldest brother.
Your oldest brother eats Thanksgiving in his underwear.
Boxers.
Boxer shorts.
It's his house. Yep.
So if you hosted, he would put on a pair of pants or shorts.
Until he ate. Once he starts eating, the pants come off.
Anybody else going, minimalistic, shall we say?
Sweatpants, comfortable, be casual, but he's the guy. His thing is, once he starts eating, pants come off. That's just how it goes.
This isn't a euphemism. His pants are off. They're balled up in the corner or hung over a chair or something.
Nicely folded, but off to the side. He's comfortable and happy.
I love it.
He loves everybody.
I dig how comfortable he wants to be and is comfortable enough in his own skin.
He's not
literally
gonna mess around. Yep.
That he's gonna sit right there at the table in his shorts. That's fantastic. Right now, let's do a little fact or cap.
Hey guys. Hello, happy Emily. Almost Thanksgiving.
How's Virginia?
Virginia is very cold. Yesterday it was like 20 degrees. So
it's
that's
83
really
here in Los Angeles. So that's
can't
come
wait
back
to be
soon.
Back.
It's, come back
it's
soon.
It's going to be great. And DeMarco, refresher, fact, yep, true, and cap is false.
Got it.
So, up first, we all know that the match is going to go on in the midst of all the sports going on tomorrow. So, you will dedicate a TV to watching the match on Thanksgiving Day between Koepka and DeChambeau. DeMarco, is this fact or cap?
Oh, that's cap. Yeah, it's going to be on. My brother's a golf nut, but for me, no. Golf and turkey?
Well, if you're trying to take a nap.
I will be sleeping. Yeah, I'm not going to be trying. If you feed me turkey and I'm watching golf, I'm going to sleep.
Well, don't forget the scotch that you've already said that you're going to consume as well.
Definitely cap.
I am a golf person.
Yeah.
I like to play golf. I like to watch golf on television. I like to eat and watch golf on television. But this is one of these things that and it has nothing to do with DeChambeau and Koepka. It's not. I get that they don't like each other. Kind of mildly intriguing. They're not playing for anything that matters other than money. They're both already wildly rich. It's neither one of their money. Like if they're playing for each other's money,
yeah,
okay, you have my attention. But this is just a sponsorship money, and two rich guys playing for somebody else's money doesn't really move me like that.
I would bet they probably are. They won't tell us.
Can you imagine if Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson played one of these matches, and I'll just pick a round number, that both of these guys are just wildly wealthy.
Yeah.
If they said, let's play for $10 million, but it's coming out of your account.
You're on.
It's coming out of my account. I'm there for that.
Big time. Yeah. I'd pay money. That's pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'm serious. That would be good. This one is more of a television production.
Why don't they like each other? Just a personal golf thing or styles?
DeChambeau, I'm going to boil this down as quickly as I can. DeChambeau is one of those guys that rubs almost everybody the wrong way.
Okay.
He's that guy.
They have a word for that.
Yes. And he's the guy that rubs people the wrong way. And Kepka's the guy that doesn't give a blank.
Okay.
So he will say, this guy drives me bonkers, so that's where the friction lies. Yes. Emily, next.
All right, up next. Turkey is the least important part of Thanksgiving. Travis is his factor cat.
I need to make sure that DeMarco is a comfortable distance away
from
me
right
before
here.
I say this.
I'm looking right at you.
Yeah, I think it is.
Ugh.
I think that's fact. I think, put it to you this way. I'm gonna try to sell you on this. If you said to me, Thanksgiving's going to be the same way you've always known it your entire life. Everything is the same except every turkey in the world just was unavailable. We don't have a turkey. Everything else is the same. I'm okay.
Really?
I'm okay. I can still get by with all the sides, the gravy, the dressing, the potatoes, all of the wonderful salads and sides that come along with it. I'm in. The turkey, if it's there, I'm going to eat it, but I don't have to have it.
Wow. That hurts.
You're looking at me like we're not friends
that
anymore.
That hurts. I would. I'd go to the mat for you. I would. I'd step in front of it. I'd catch a grenade for you. Right now, I'm not sure.
You're throwing it.
I'm serious. I may throw it back at you. Absolutely. Definitely. That is cap. I'd say this. I'm going to appeal to the father in Travis.
Okay.
When your kids made their little things in school.
Like the turkey out of your handprint?
Did they have a hand turkey? Or a hand ham? No.
It'd be a fist.
Thank you. Turkey is it. It's everything. It's Thanksgiving. Turkey is the most important thing on that plate.
It's kind of representative of the holiday, right? Like much like Santa is representative of Christmas for a lot of people,
yeah.
Right? If you just said no more Santas, but there's still the tree, there's still the presents, there's still Rudolph and Frosty, it's still a pretty good holiday.
Who's Rudolph having around? If there's no Santa, Rudolph
he works for FedEx now. He's getting the packages from the North Pole to the little kids.
Rudolph's driving a van.
And he's ringing your doorbell and he's hauling ass back to his truck, so he's got to go drop it off at the neighbors.
Wow. I like it.
All right. So this next one comes from last night when I was watching the NBA game with my family, and my mom kept on saying that the NBA just gets away with traveling too much. I'm like, okay, cool. But you have to fight off family members giving wild and bad sports takes over Thanksgiving while football watching. DeMarco, is this fact or cap?
That's fact. That's my whole life. That's every day. I told you, they're still arguing about Marshawn Lynch and the Seahawks not giving him the ball in the Super Bowl. Still, to this day.
So bothered?
I mean, people getting fist fights over this. Yeah, absolutely. Sports takes are a part of my family.
My family is very sports-centric. We spend a lot of time talking about that stuff. My entire family, like my wife, my children, my mom, my dad, this is an important part of what we do as a family. But it's on in the background on Thanksgiving. Like, we'll watch it, but it's not a point of, let me tell you what's wrong with the NFL. It's not kind of that
really?
Moment. It's just on and something that we talk about and enjoy. It doesn't get heated very often.
See, I could bring you to my house or my family, and you'd be comfortable. I think I would stand out in yours. You guys would throw me out.
No, I think you'd be all right.
Hey, where's the TV?
You know what? See, my mom, believe it or not, is the one with the sharpest opinions.
Really?
Oh, for sure.
Sports opinions?
Yes. Yes, for sure. Like,
okay.
If you miss a kick, she's gonna let you know.
Fair
why,
enough.
Why can't they find one kid that can make a kick? You mean to tell me in all of America there's not a kid that can make a 35-yard field goal? They got this guy instead.
See,
yeah.
I'll give her my brother's address. Come on over. She'll fit right in. There you go.
Yeah. Right. We already.
It's not the same brother in his underwear, is it?
Yes. with a button. She'll be fine.
I'm gonna leave that one up to her.
There's always one uncle in my family who doesn't watch any sports, and I'm always like, "Who are we rooting for?" I'm like, "All right, like, doesn't really matter anyway."
Yeah, by the way, those are my favorite guys. Like the blue team. Okay, cool. He's all in. Let's go blue guys.
All right, you would rather do the dishes than make the food on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Travis, is this fact or cap?
Cap, because I like to cook.
Yeah.
I really, and I have prepared a Thanksgiving dinner for a lot of people, and it is an insane amount of work, and it takes days upon days to do all the shopping, do all the prep, get everything ready to go. But it's also pretty rewarding, especially if you pull it off, right? Everybody's right. pretty happy to have a meal like that. And you do get some help. People obviously are, you know, let me do this and do that, and they're doing things for you as you're going through it. But that's not even the reason why I would pick the cooking over that. There's nothing better than when that table hits the food. Or the food hits the table, not the other way around. The food hits the table, and you go in, and you eat, and you eat, and you eat, and you're full, and then you know you don't have to do anything else.
Wow.
That I'm done. I don't have to stagger into the kitchen with a full belly, feeling like someone stuffed a beach ball into my gut, right. and now I got to go wash 47 wine glasses. I would rather not do that. I'd rather do the cooking.
I got a hack for you.
Okay.
Okay, bring a chair.
How low is your sink?
Bring one of those. Bring a bar stool in and sit it in front of the sink, and you can wash dishes all day. Trust me, that's a big guy thing. That's a big guy thing. See,
so you're on dish duty.
I would tell you definitely. I think that's cap. I would rather have dishes because you just told me you know you can cook.
Yeah.
Whatever you make, everyone's gonna love.
I got yeah.
I'm think always that's true. Paranoid.
Okay.
You know, so if I made it, I'm gonna be worried if everybody's liking it or not. You know what I mean? So I'd rather just
you're
do the
worried
dishes.
About ruining Thanksgiving
yes,
for everybody.
I can clean up and be done and be happy. I know that's good. Pyrex dirty, Pyrex clean, happy. I don't know if you're eating it just because you like me or you really like what I just cooked. You know what I mean?
But just that idea. I got my shoes off. Not yeah. my pants. My shoes.
Yeah.
I've got my shoes off. I'm watching football, and I hear everybody clanking dishes in the other room, and I'm like, that's your problem.
Put the phone up and put the bar stool, and I can wash it. I'm good. See, I'd rather have the dishes.
Yeah. One more, Emily.
All right, last one. You would claim something that you bought at the store as something that you made at home. DeMarco's is Factor Cap.
Wow. Oh, that's
it feels like something you may have
I'm gonna say
done.
That's cap and leave it there because they're listening and no. I've been caught
but does anybody care right if you bring something from a place like let's say yeah. you're in charge of pies
yeah
okay and instead of going and I'm gonna make a sweet potato pie
yeah
you're gonna go to a place that you
exactly
know
what I brought. That's it right there
you
go
know
ahead.
That this bakery down here or this yeah. restaurant they make a better sweet potato pie than I'm gonna make
yeah
let me go buy that hey I got this from you know
I'll
Judy's.
Just answer it this way I owe Patty LaBelle more oh. apologies
so Mike yeah. you know Mike Pearson
of course
so Mike brought in some Patty LaBelle sweet yes. potato pies those are pretty good
see I when I did bring them I mean I wasn't gonna lie but as long as no one asked me if I made it I wasn't gonna cop to it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's not a lie if you don't say it.
Exactly.
Right? It's a lie by omission.
Right.
Because the
or I
phrase...
can pretend like I couldn't hear you.
Yeah. No, Patty LaBelle. Yeah. Love her music. She's great.
Right.
She's fantastic.
Right. Yes.
All right. Oh, that's a lot of Thanksgiving stuff.
That's good
right
stuff.
There.
I'm hungry.
I like it.
I'm hungry.
You said something that I was hoping you were going to say about the turkey that I need you to say on the other side about how to build a plate. That's next.
Okay.
It's Trav and DeMarco, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance is proud to support vets with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping vets in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. Thanksgiving tomorrow. Everybody very excited about that. Maybe
gobble, gobble.
You and I near the top of the list. You said something this
morning.
I would
morning, camp out for Thanksgiving. I used to camp out for movie tickets. I'd be that guy.
Like if there was limited seating
big
in the
time.
Place?
Yeah, I would camp out for Thanksgiving. I mean, it's just that much fun.
It's
great.
Day. You get to see people you don't see all the time.
Yeah.
It's a great day. And, of course, there's a ton of food. Emily's question was, for Factor Cap, that turkey is the most overrated part of Thanksgiving, or something along those lines. You said something this morning that you don't even need a plate. You can just stack up everything on top of your turkey.
Yeah, it's the star of the show, man. Absolutely. Get the turkey. When you do have a plate, that's the star. Everything else you just kind of stack on top, and I'm good. I don't even need a plate. Just give me a bowl. I'm good. Seriously, put the cranberry sauce on top. Oh my God, every bite is just.
Are we doing that cran? Not the stuff out of the can. We're talking like the real cranberries, real cranberry. That are in the pot. That
yes,
popped and
right
they get
there
like,
on top,
almost like a jam.
So
and,
every yeah. spoonful or forkful has just got everything
just
on
the
it.
Right and amount
just,
of tart, little sweet, but not too
perfect. Just, and just shove it all in.
Counts
absolutely
as fruit on that day as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so. Ken Rosenthal wrote a piece on The Athletic talking about the Dodgers and baseball free agents. And he painted an interesting picture where if the Dodgers do not re-sign Corey Seager, which seems, I think if we're being optimistic, kind of 50-50, if we're being a little more realistic, probably less than that, that they have a plan where you slide Trey Turner over to short. Makes a ton of sense. That's why he's here in the first place in the event that Seager decided to go. You could move Max Muncy to second base where he's played occasionally and does a good job. And now all of a sudden you have a vacancy at first base that they might try to fill with Freddie Freeman. Okay, Freddie Freeman is a free agent in Atlanta. Now, let me put this out there. He's from Southern California, grew up in Fountain Valley down here, is a fantastic player. He's an MVP. He's a multiple-time All-Star. He's a World Series champion. Freddie Freeman is about. He's a good defender. Like he's a baseball player. Every team in baseball would love to have a Freddie Freeman. I just can't picture that guy leaving Atlanta. He's one of those guys like George Brett with the Royals. It's like Kirby Puckett with the Twins or Jeter with the Yankees. They're just some guys that I just cannot even picture them playing for another team.
That might be few and far between. Buster Posey, I guess, would be one.
Posey, yeah.
Not going anywhere.
Kershaw, potentially.
Kershaw, maybe. I mean, yeah. We'll see. I never thought, and I hate to keep bringing this up, I never thought I'd see Pujols leave.
Yeah.
But he did. And he's been to two teams since, and he's with the Dodgers. So it can happen, and Freddie Freeman, like you said, is an elder statesman. There's probably more behind than in front,
mm-hmm.
and he's a well-spoken guy.
He's great.
So at some point, he's going to wind up in Los Angeles anyway. So why not come here while you can still play?
And we're does that factor into the calculus?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's thinking, I want a media career, therefore I can't do that in Atlanta. I can do it in L.A.?
I know it does it for a lot of football players that have come here. They're thinking outside the game. In game, you've got a great coach, great environment. SoFi is great, but the market is great for me and what I want to do. Or I want to go right into broadcasting when I'm done. This is where you're going to wind up anyway, like I said. Mm-hmm. So it makes perfect sense for Freddie Freeman to come here.
Look, if that's how it all shakes out, I'm here for that. I just don't think that's – first of all, I'm still optimistic that they get Corey Seager. It's got to be a weird deal. Did you ever go through free agency?
Yes.
Take me through it. The idea of
– Oh, you mean was I ever a free agent?
Yes.
No. I re-signed my second year.
Okay.
Or third year.
So you never hit that point in your career where, okay, I can go wherever I want. I can go to the highest bidder. I can go to the city I want to go to or whatever it is, because it's got to be – if you're Corey Seager, you get drafted by the Dodgers, you get developed by the Dodgers, you make the big leagues really fast. You have a great deal of success right away. You are a high-level major league player more or less from the moment you arrive. You go to All-Star games. You're in the playoffs every year. You win the division every year or damn near it. You go and win a World Series. You've played in some others. Dodger fans love Corey Seager. You play in Los Angeles. You're in a beautiful ballpark with great climate. All of the ballpark's full. You got 45,000 people against the Pirates on a Wednesday.
Right.
Okay, there are not too many places that are like that. I just wonder if there's something about, yes, this is great. I know it. I love it. It's been wonderful, but I wonder what it would be like to be a Yankee. I wonder what it would be like to be over here. There has to be a part of your psychology that wants to go try something else.
Sure. If you've been here and had success here, I mean, and the world is your oyster, you can pick your spot. It's almost about where you want to live. I want to go and spend the next 5 years of my life in Chicago, or I want to go spend the next 5 years of my life in New York. I want to jump right in the middle of that New York-Boston rivalry and have some fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been fun to watch. Now I want to be a part of it. You know what I mean? So when you've earned that and you can pick your shot, then so be it. For guys coming the other way, this might be your only time in the lights. You've spent time in baseball forever, and you've been great, but only half the country or a quarter of the country knows about you. You come to L.A., you put on that Dodger uniform, everything changes. So there's different enticements to different spots. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. Money being equal, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's assume the Dodgers and the Yankees and all the other heavy hitters. The money is essentially a wash. You're going to get the same no matter where I go. How important is just flat out winning? Because they're, you're not going to go somewhere that's going to win more than the Dodgers.
Am I a champion already?
You're Corey Seager. You've been in the league for a period of time. You're still in the middle of your prime, but you've known nothing but winning since you came into this league.
Well, winning championships is one thing. I think that's everybody's desire.
The Dodgers are
going
to put you in a position to win a championship year after year after year.
I don't think you want to go to a place that has no culture, that has no emphasis on winning. It's just a different deal. Like, you take the money and you know you're going to stink for the next 5 or 6 years, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But winning is always a part of where you want to go, that culture. Now, you may not win a championship, but at least you're trying. At least they put the players and the game first before anything. Some other places, it's a little bit different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you're always looking for that culture, especially when you're used to it.
That's the part. That's why I think Clayton Kershaw's staying. I really do. I think the Dodgers will make him a competitive offer. I think that maybe somebody like the Rangers is the team that keeps coming in that we talk about because he's from Dallas. And they might come in and say, okay, here's a competitive offer plus 20%, which is, I don't care how much you made, that's a lot more.
Right.
Something to think about. But Clayton Kershaw has never been anywhere other than a team that's been competitive. Maybe a season here or there at the beginning of his career weren't great, but all he knows is we're trying to win the World Series this year instead of, hey, maybe if we get lucky, we can finish 500 and sneak into the playoffs. At the end of the line, that feels like a weird play.
Well, you tell me, is he ready to cash out? Is his next deal going to be like a thank you to his career?
Well, that's the question. I don't think they're going to break the bank for him. I think that was the last one. When they gave him the 3 years, I think it was 30-some-odd million a year, and that felt like a year too much to me.
Right. Okay.
And he pitched great. He more than fulfilled the terms of his deal. He's coming off of another injury. He's been hurt more or less every season for, you know, periods of time here and there. But he's got a ton of dough. He's only been a Dodger. I mean, shoot, he's Sandy Koufax. He's had a better career than Sandy Koufax.
No doubt.
I mean,
no doubt.
And again, it happens all the time. Albert Pujols, you mentioned, and guys tack on a weird year at the back. Patrick Ewing played for the Orlando Magic. Or the Seattle Supersonics. Hakeem Olajuwon played for the Toronto Raptors. It happens.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it'll happen with him. It feels to me that to him, winning is super important. I think that's the advantage the Dodgers have.
You know, if you're the Dodgers, make a competitive offer, and if you get beat, you get beat.
Like St. Louis did.
Exactly. But don't insult the guy with a low offer.
No, you're not going to come in and pay him like he's, you know, some guy.
Try to help him make more money someplace else if they want to come over the top. Make him a good offer. If you lose, you lose.
Speaking of losing, the Lakers last night in New York, they fell behind by 25 points again. That is they've fallen behind by 25 or more in a third of their games, and that might be not at the top of the list for most concerning defensive statistics for them. We'll go all over the Lakers, what happened last night, what's going to happen tonight. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.